Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts rarely speaks in public when he's not presiding over the court. So his visit last night to the New England School of Law generated great excitement. It may seem Roberts has a lot to talk about, given the big cases before the court and the upcoming presidential campaign. But, as WBUR senior reporter David Boeri explains, Roberts demonstrated again last night why he's known as one of the court's most reticent justices.
It was billed as an opportunity to hear firsthand on a variety of issues from the most prominent member of our nation's judicial system.
What does concern me, and I know concerns a lot of the other members of the court, is that people don't have a very good understanding of what the court does.
The 61-year-old Chief Justice is personable, and the questions were equally genial. No, it doesn't bother him, he said, that so many college graduates think Judge Judy is a member of the Supreme Court.
One reason we wear black robes is because we should be anonymous.
He was asked how the members of the court get along.
It's a real honor and pleasure to be able to work with them, most of the time.
He was asked lots of questions, but not one came close to any issue or case that might come before the court, which is how John Roberts likes it. After 10 years as Chief Justice, he has a reputation for not making headlines outside the court.
Traditionally, especially federal judges who are appointed for life, they tend to try to isolate themselves from the greater society.
Says attorney Harvey Silverglade, and Roberts is a traditionalist. The law students were invited to submit questions for Roberts, but in advance so the questions could be screened. And they did not get to ask the questions themselves. The dean did. The Chief Justice made clear in advance that reporters were not to ask any questions or to have access to him.
There's no need to control it to this degree,
says former Judge Nancy Gertner. She points to Justices Sotomayor and Ginsburg, to Scalia and Breyer, who recently fielded live questions from students at Harvard.
Without necessarily running afoul of the ethical rules or running afoul of their neutrality. So I think he could talk more, but he chooses not to.
Roberts reflected on what he called the anti-democratic nature of the court.
If you don't like what the president is doing, you can throw him out of office. If you don't like what your congressman is doing, you can throw him or her out of office. If you don't like what we're doing, it's too bad. Many people don't appreciate how our job differs from the job of people in the executive or legislative branches.
Learning more about how the court works might be the antidote, but that would require justices having more contact with the public and opening up to questions. And Gertner says bringing television cameras to the court, which Roberts opposes. Last night, in keeping with his reputation, he generated no headlines. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.